You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, we're going to go through it now. Offense, defense, special teams. Just kidding, just the offense. Already done the D and special teams. We're going to go to the offense now, position by position, quarterback. We don't know who's starting for either team. But Ben Roethlisberger did practice today. So did Josh McCown. Could be Josh McCown. Could be Roethlisberger. Could be Johnny Manziel. Could be Landry Jones. We don't know. Whatever it is, if it's Roethlisberger, McCown, advantage Steelers. If it's Roethlisberger, anybody, advantage Steelers.
Correct.
By a massive margin. If it's McCown, Jones, I'll give the advantage to Josh McCown.
I would as well.
If it's Johnny Jones, I'm going to call it a wash.
I'm going to actually... Not to be negative, but I'm actually going to give that nod to Landry Jones. And the reason why is the supporting cast. D'Angelo Williams in his backfield and Antonio Brown.
But we're going to grade those supporting casts on their own. I'm just saying, it as the quarterback right now, would you feel more comfortable with Landry or Johnny, or is it about the same?
It's about the same.
Okay. Push, push, push. All right, running backs, Duke Johnson.
Push, push!
There it is.
Thank you, Dino.
Duke Johnson, very, very good at what he does, catching the football out of the backfield. Crow, a little bit more running, but let's be honest, D'Angelo Williams comes into this game averaging 150 yards and 1.7 touchdowns per start. He had more total yards a week ago against the Oakland Raiders than the Browns had as a team against the Cincinnati Bengals. And he wasn't the only Steeler that was able to do that in that same game. Big advantage.
Wait, one player?
Yes.
Wow.
D'Angelo Williams, advantage. Steelers.
Steelers.
Wide receivers. Do we need to even get
it? No. Steelers.
Steelers.
Tight end?
Heath Miller, big play gear.
Big play gear. I'm taking it.
Is it Josh McCown with big? Is it big play gear, Josh McCown, big play gear? Or is it Johnny Manziel, big play
little
gear?
Play gear. That would no
be,
play gear.
That'd be few play, yeah, far, few and far in between play
few
gear.
Few thought. Faith throw gear.
Faith throw gear. FDG.
I'm still going to give the advantage. If it's the players, as you did to me, without taking the quarterbacks into effect, I'm saying Gary Barnage right now over Heath Miller.
I think that I'm going to go on the overall body of work for Heath Miller, the games where they've wanted Heath Miller. He's had 80 yards, 100 yards. I think it, the way Gary Barnage is playing this year, that's elevated him to the same level, so I'll call that a push.
Okay.
Push! Push! Push!
If we had Antonio Brown voluming up targets and Martavis Bryant voluming up targets and, you know, vacuuming them up and eating them up.
If for fifths, we'd Gary all be
Barnage,
drunk.
I don't know how many, looks Gary Barnage would get in that Steelers offense.
True.
But I like what he's doing, so we're going to call it a push. And then we're going to go to the offensive line. Offensive line.
Offensive line, I'm going to have to go with... Looking at these guys. I'm going to give a slight edge to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the reason why I say that, on paper, as we've said multiple times this year, it would, on paper, be the Cleveland Browns. But statistically... with their ability to run the football regardless of the running back, whether it be D'Angelo Williams to start the season, Le'Veon Bell when he came back, or now D'Angelo Williams again, they get it done. And I think it's a lot to do with their scheme offensively, and I think they play it very well, so much so that they haven't missed, what is it, Marquise Pouncey?
Marquise.
They've missed him.
Yes.
They've missed him. You can't replace an all-pro pro bowler very easily. They've missed him. But it has not been the significant setback that so many thought it would be.
So you look at Le'Veon Bell, you look at D'Angelo Williams. D'Angelo Williams not taking contact until he is 2.6 yards down the field. 2.6 yards down the field is when D'Angelo Williams is first taking contact behind this offensive line. 2.6 yards. The Browns players have a tough time getting back to the line of scrimmage. I know that you could say that has to do with the tight end blocking. Pro Football Focus made that case, the wide receiver blocking, but it still stands to me that there is something significant going on there with that and their ability to generate what I would call push, push, push. As for the offensive lines and pass blocking, the Browns get the mark in some circles, but what I see is a Browns quarterback group that is constantly under pressure and getting battered. So I think right now, given the success of their offenses and especially what they're doing for that ground game. It doesn't matter who's running back there. That line is making things happen. I'm going to give the Steelers the advantage on the offensive line right now.
I agree. I'm with you, man.
So when we break this all down, the Steelers have the advantage of quarterback. If Roethlisberger plays, it's most likely they'll have advantage. Sounds like Roethlisberger's going to try to go. Advantage at running back, advantage at receiver, push at tight end, advantage O-line, advantage D-line, advantage linebackers. So at the point of attack, advantage to the Steelers.
Yes.
The front, advantage to the Steelers. Skill position players, advantage to the Steelers. Special teams, advantage to the Browns.
Correct.
So in terms of the ability to stop the run and rush the passer, Steelers massive advantage. In terms of their ability to promote the run and protect their passer, advantage to the Steelers. And they have the playmakers that the Browns don't have. So that's why this is a tough matchup. The hope is that you don't have Roethlisberger out there, so those weapons are somewhat mitigated. But if he's out there, I think this is a very difficult game for the Browns. Now, same time, the Browns went out there, and they took care of them and took care of them handily in that game last season. All right. That will do it for that segment. When we come back, it's time for our final thoughts, your final chance to call up and get your questions in. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.